In Garfield Elementary School, the secretary asked for my driver's license. It's used to make my visitor pass and to run my name through the sex offender registry and the local police database. Garfield Elementary is in District 4, an area that once had the highest crime rate in the city, but Yakima police say this year it's dropped to second place. Many Garfield students have experienced home life trauma. Some have lost a parent. Nearly all live in poverty. But the mood is lifted when the final bell rings at 3:30. But not everyone is heading home. Some are staying to make music.
I've heard of kids that come from neighborhoods like this described as at risk. And I've also heard a phrase that I love, which is that our kids described as at promise.
Stephanie Hsu is a New York transplant. 3 years ago, she moved to Yakima and with the help of community members, started Yakima Music in Acción, or YAMA. It's based on El Sistema, a program in Venezuela that uses music as a tool for social change in the poorest communities. Through the learning of music, students build confidence, self-esteem, and responsibility.
A really big part of the El Sistema philosophy is the greater the need, the more likely we are to go and try to start an orchestra there.
YAMA employs professional musicians to teach students in ensemble groups 2 hours a day after school. Think of it like team sports, but with violins, cellos, and violas. YAMA is responsible for 75% of its operating budget, with most funds coming from fundraising and additional support from the Yakima Symphony and the Yakima School District.
Headed to YAMA? Bye.
That's Garfield Elementary School Principal Alan Matsumoto. After he learned about El Sistema, he started to dream about how his kids could benefit from it.
See, I've been here almost 15 years now. The first couple years, I could talk to kids, especially boys, and they'd just tell me, I'm going to be in a gang. That's what my brothers did before me. That's what I'm going to do. YAMA gives kids, I think, an alternative and hope.
Stephanie agrees.
One thing that I believe, because I've heard a lot of kids speak to this, is that they feel safe at YAMA. When kids feel safe and when they come running every day, just to be in the energy and just to work hard and to support each other, there's a lot of beauty that grows from that.
One of those kids is Arisbeti Camacho, a fifth grader.
Every time we would perform in YAMA, it just gave me the confidence just to keep on performing, to keep trying my hardest.
Her teacher, Amy Moloso, noticed Arisbeti improving in school.
Across the classroom, her reading has gone from 84 to 181 words read correct. That is a huge improvement.
The reason I was shy was because I felt like it wasn't okay for me to be making mistakes.
When you start out on the viola, you know that you make sounds that are not quite right. With the YAMA students, they understand you make mistakes and that's how you learn.
There are 62 official El Sistema programs in the United States, many in major cities, including Seattle and Los Angeles, where one graduate of El Sistema, Gustavo Dudamel, now leads the Los Angeles Philharmonic. There are currently 56 kids in YAMA. A handful will graduate in 4 years. YAMA and El Sistema USA are collecting data on students and expect the statistics to show the benefits of the program on academic and graduation rates. And Arisbeti hopes to be one of those graduates and has big dreams.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be president.
For Northwest Public Radio, I'm Sue Ann Ramella.